Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's been a total offensive team effort this fall, but not many teams playing in any classification can match what, well, a couple of underclassmen have been doing for Coach Mo Moriarty and the third-ranked South Panthers, Gavin Yeske and Christian Paycheck. The two of them have combined for 2,057 total yards of offense as we move to Week 7 Friday night over in Terre Haute, and a whopping 30 touchdowns. Now, that'll make any head coach like Coach Mo, who loves offense anyway, makes him happy. It makes any offensive coordinator big-time happy, like Anthony Lindsay. And then there is the balance, and Paycheck, and, well, his career night the other night against Terre Haute South, 5 touchdowns. There's a lot to love there, Anthony Lindsay.
Well, we knew we could run the ball. Christian, I told him earlier in the week I wanted to get some other guys some reps too, so that way, later on during the season, he's not worn out. So his reps were limited a little bit. He made the most of with our huddle sideline stuff. Obviously, we've got the film after each play, and at halftime we can break it down a little bit more. That's why we busted a touchdown around the very first play coming out of half.
Coaching staff is not pleased with these penalties.
Penalties will come back to bite us in the butt, and we got to nip it in the butt this week in practice. We got to make sure we clean it up this week.
That is South Panther offensive coordinator Anthony Lindsay, and he's right on there. Southsiders will try to keep pace with fifth-ranked 6A Columbus North as they look for a win. Number 6 in a row at Terre Haute North Friday. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Terry Stoll steps in for Glass tonight at 6, joins Dave Novak in the zone, and your phone calls at 6. Red St. Louis, our final Reds broadcast of 2016, 8:05 with the pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A mistake-prone offense. That's still tough for me to say after a 3-touchdown, 611 total yard day against Wake Forest last Saturday. Let's use the mistake-prone offense because, we all know there was enough there to win that one, and the Hoosiers didn't. So enter defensive coordinator Tom Allen. The other side of the equation. The Hoosiers played 60 minutes and didn't have a takeaway. And that's not in Coach Tom's game plan, ever.
Just like anything else, you just stay with the process. You are frustrated by it. That's not our standard. We're going to not waver on that, just like in practice. Some days we get more than others, and then when we don't get them in practice, we have a penalty for that. And so to reinforce how important it is, obviously the penalty for not getting them on Saturday was not winning the game. Obviously, you want to get them, how critical they are, and it was a great teaching time for our players to realize, when we don't take care of it on one side and then we don't hold our end of the bargain of creating them, it really becomes a total flip in the game. It's very difficult to win games when you don't get them, and our guys understand it.
Well, that is defensive coordinator Tom Allen, and that penalty for, as Coach Tom was saying, was the difference between winning and what Indiana got last Saturday, and that was a loss. With him, it's a matter of mathematics, and unfortunately, things didn't add up to the W, something that hopefully changes come Saturday night against Michigan State. Going to have to against the Spartans. Don't forget, Terry joins Dave in the zone, and your phone calls at 6, Reds and Cards, St. Louis, pregame at 8:05, our final Reds broadcast of the year. And tonight's big soccer match, 6th-ranked Hoosiers of Coach Todd against the Butler Bulldogs on the Yeagley pitch at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.